بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continue discussing الأصل الثالث, the third principle. This is to know the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this evening, بإذن الله تعالى, we mention briefly some of the family of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, those who are from his household, من آل بيته صلوات الله وسلامه وبركاته عليه. We have seen that he was married to Khadija bint Khuwaylid before he became a prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the age of 25. And he was with her until after he received prophethood sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she was from the first of those who believed in him, and from the first of those to support him and aid him, and from the first of those to follow him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And all of his children were from her, except for Ibrahim. And he was from Maria al-Qibtiyah. So the children of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we want to know their names and we want to know about them. And the first child of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his name was Al-Qasim. The first child that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam he had in Mecca before prophethood, he was a boy. His name is Al-Qasim. And with this name, the name of this child, he had the kunya. The kunya, Abu al-Qasim, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was known amongst his people like this. And we'll find narrations whenever he is referred to by his kunya, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is Abu al-Qasim, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And likewise, after him as well, he had four more daughters. He had Zainab, and also Ruqayya, and also Fatima, and also Kulthum, and also Kulthum. And they all of them, they had reached Islam. Likewise, Abdullah, another son. So he had four daughters, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first son, Al-Qasim. And they had four daughters, Zainab, wa Ruqayya, wa Fatima, wa Kulthum. And likewise, all of them were born before Islam, and they had come to Islam with him. Except for Al-Qasim, he died before that. But all of the women, all of his daughters, they accepted Islam and they made hijrah with him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And likewise, he had a son named Abdullah, and he was also named At-Tayyib and also At-Tahir, two nicknames that he had. And all of them, their mother was Khadija bint Khuwaylid radiyallahu anha. So to go again, we have Al-Qasim. And then it's mentioned that the oldest from the daughters, Zainab. And then after that, Ruqayya and Fatima and Kulthum. And some mention that Kulthum is older than Fatima, and some mention that Fatima is older than Kulthum. Wallahu alam about that. But the scholars, they mention that what's correct is that Zainab, she was the oldest, radiyallahu anha. So all of his daughters, they migrated with him, and but they believed in him and they migrated with him. And then likewise, he had the son Abdullah. So then it's Al-Qasim, Zainab, Ruqayya, Fatima, Kulthum, and Abdullah. And all of them, they're the children of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And their mother was all from, was one, she is Khadija. One, all of them from the same mother, Khadija bint Khuwaylid radiyallahu anha. Something about all of his children sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that they all died in his life. They all died before him while he was alive. And this is from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he witnessed. He witnessed the death of all of his children in his life except for one, and that was Fatima, and she died briefly after he died, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But all of the rest of the children, they all died in his lifetime. Allahu Akbar. We see that he was born without a father. His father died before his birth, and his mother died whenever he was 6, and his grandfather died whenever he was 8. And then after this, likewise, all of his children, they died in his lifetime, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, yet he was patient, and yet all of these things occurred to the greatest, the most beloved of the creation, to Allah Azza wa Jal. The most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his Prophet Muhammad. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is tried with hardships and difficulties in this life. And those who are tried the most, they're the prophets. And those who have the greatest test in this life, they're the prophets. And then, al-amthal fal-amthal, yani according to the iman of an individual. Naam, but the one who is patient in the times of trials, then it's a blessing for him. And it's a blessing for him. And this is something that we learn from the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So his children, all of them were from Khadija, except for one, Ibrahim. And all of them, they died before him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, except for one, and that is Fatima. And the daughters, all four of them, they lived during Islam, and they made hijrah with him to Medina. And they lived in Medina with him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Likewise, from the household and from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his wives. And Allah, he clarified this in his book in Surah Al-Ahzab in 4 verses, verse 30 and 31 and 32 and 33. All of these verses, they're mentioning directly, and they were revealed about the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they begin, Ya Nisa al-Nabi, O wives of the Prophet. And then they're admonished, and they're advised. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises, threatens those if they do sin and the like, that they will have a punishment. But those who are obedient and upright, then they will have a great reward. And Allah addresses them again, Ya Nisa al-Nabi, and you lastunna ka ahadin min an-nisa in ittaqayna, that you're not in ittaqaytunna, that you are not like any of the other women if you keep your duty to Allah. And the verses continue, mentioning and commanding them to cover themselves and to not to speak to the people with soft speech and the like, so that the people's hearts will not be tempted. And then the verses, they close. How do they close? إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجز أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا. إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجز أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا. That Allah wishes only to remove the evil and sins from you, O members of the family, and to purify you with a thorough purification. So therefore, Allah closed these verses mentioning directly the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, referring to them as Ahlul Bayt. Ahlul Bayt. So those who have the most right for that title, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had, whenever he died, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had 9 wives. But a total, he had 11, but 2 of them died before him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we've seen one of them is Khadija. So, and she is also died before him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But Shaykhuna, Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, he has mentioned a kalima, or a sentence, that each letter in every word of the sentence comprises of the first letter of one of the wife's names of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to help the students to remember all the names of his wives sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the sentence, it says, hajaza sakhrun sam'ahu, hajaza sakhrun sam'ahu, حَجَزَ صَخْرٌ سَمْعَهُ. حَجَزَ means to refrain or to block. صَخْرٌ is the name of an individual. سَمْعَهُ, his hearing. So it has a proper meaning. Even now, Sheikh Abdul Mursani mentioned Nam and Ma Imma La Yaliq, meaning any sahr. He blocked his hearing from listening to things that is not beneficial or befitting. But the point is not the meaning of the sentence, but in any case, the sentence has a meaning, and the people, the students, they memorize it like this: حَجَزَ سَخْرٌ سَمْعَهُ. So, but each letter, it stands for one of the names of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for one of the names of أمهات المؤمنين, the mothers of the believers. So we have حَجَزَ سَخْرٌ سَمْعَهُ الْحَا, and then الجيم والزاي ثم الصاد خاف وراء والسين والميم والعين والهاء حاجز صخر سمعه. So الحاء and حاجز and the جيم and the زاي, we have حفصة, حفصة بنت عمر رضي الله عنهما, حاجز حفص بنت عمر. Now, this is the first one from the Ha. And then after that, the Jim. And that is Juwayriyah bintul Harith, radiallahu anha. And then the Zay. And this is completing of the first word, Hajaza. Zay, Zainabu bintu Jahshin. Zainabu bintu Jahshin. And there was another one also named Zainab, Zainabu bintu Khuzaima. But she died before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In any case, with Hajaza, Al-Ha, Wal-Jim, Wal-Zay, Hafsatu bintu Umar, wa Juwayriya bintu al-Harith, wa Zainabu bintu Jahshin, wa Zainabu bintu Khuzaymah. Naam, Zainabu bintu Jahsh, wa Zainabu bintu Khuzaymah. Hajaza. The next word, Sakhrun, As-Sad, Wal-Kha, Wal-Ra. Naam, Safiyatu bintu Huyay. Safiya, the Sad, Safiya, Safiya to bintu Huyay, and the Kha, Khadija to bintu Khuwaylid, and the Ra, Ra, Ramratu bintu Abi Sufyan, and she is known as Habiba, Habiba. So the word Sakhrun consists of three more letters that stand for three of the names of the Prophet's wives, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Safiya to bintu Huyay, wa Khadija to bintu Khuwaylid, wa Ramratu bintu Abi Sufyan, and she is known as Habiba radiyallahu anhunna jami'an. So then we have Hajaza Sakhrun. What do we have left? Sam'ahu As-Sinu wal-Mimu wal-Ainu wal-Ha. As-Sin Saudatu bintu Zam'a. Sauda bintu Zam'a. And al-Mim Maymunatu bintu al-Harith. Maymuna bintu al-Harith. And also we have Aisha Al-Ain, Aisha to bintu Abi Bakrin Is-Siddiq radiyallahu anhuma wa an azwaj al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa an as-sahabati ajma'in. And finally the Ha, Sam'ahu Hindun bintu Abi Umayyah. And she is known as Salama. She is known as Salama. These are the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: Hafsatu bintu Umar, Juwayriya bintu al-Harith, wa Zainabu bintu Jahsh, wa also Zainabu bintu Khuzaima, wa Safiyatu bintu Huyay, wa Khadijatu bintu Khuwaylid, wa Ramlatu bintu Abi Sufyan, and she is Habiba, wa Saudatu bintu Zam'a, wa Maymunatu bintu al-Harith, wa Aishatu bintu Abi Bakrin, wa Hindun bintu Abi Umayyah, and she is known as Salama, radiyallahu anhunna jami'an. These are the names of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are 11 names. Two of them, they died before him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is Khadija bintu Khuwaylid and Zainabu bintu Khuzaima. And Zainabu bintu Khuzaima. So at his death sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he left behind nine wives, and they're the mothers of the believers. And they're the mothers of the believers. And there is no doubt that from the best of them, the best of his wives, Naam, Khadija bintu Khuwaylid wa Aisha bintu Abi Bakrin, radiyallahu anhum jami'an. Radiyallahu anhum jami'an. And there's a difference of opinion about which one is more virtuous, but both of them, they have their great virtues from different aspects. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she mentioned that she was never jealous of a woman the way she was jealous of Khadija. And she was not even alive whenever Khadija was alive, radiallahu anhuma, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to mention her so much. And he used to always give charity to her friends. And he'd pick her friends specifically and keep relationships with them and give them charity. Yani remembering Khadija radiallahu anha. And Aisha asked him about that one time, and he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ruziktu hubbaha. I have been provided, Allah has given, placed in me her love, the love of Khadija. He loved her, and she aided him. But all of his wives, they were righteous and pious, radiallahu anhunna jami'an. And all of his wives, they are the mothers of the believers, and we love all of them. And we honor and respect all of them, his family. And his family, there are those who believed. There are those who believe from his relatives and from his wives, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for those who disbelieved, they are not considered from the household of the Prophet, even if they have a tie in relationship, being from his relatives, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حَجَزَ صَخْرٌ سَمْعَهُ. So then with this number, or with this sentence, we can remember حَجَزَ. الْحَا, what does that mean? الْحَا, حَفْصَة. طيب, حَجَزَ الْجِيم, جُوَيْدِيَة. حَجَزَ الزَّي, زَيْنَب. And there's two of them, بنت جحش, بنت خزيمة. Zainab bint Khuzaima, she died before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hajaza, we have the first word, huh? Hajaza sahrun. Sahrun. As-Sad. What was that? Sahrun. Safiya. Safiya. Taib al-Kha. Sahrun. Khadija. Wa ar-Ra. Ramla. Ramla. And she is Habiba. Habiba. And حَجَزَ صَخْرٌ سَمْعَهُ سَمْعَهُ السين سودة والميم ميمونة والعين عائشة والهاء هندون. And she is known by سلمة. And she is known as سلمة رضي الله عنهن جميعاً. So these are the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We can review again. What are the names of his children? Who was his first child? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How many children did he have? He had Al-Qasim, Zainabu Ruqayyatun, wa Fatima, wa Al-Quthum lahunna Khatima. They have Al-Qasim and Zainab and Ruqayya, Fatima, Quthum. That's five. And Abdullah. That's six. All of them from Khadija, radiyallahu anha. And all of them died before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, except for Fatima. And the four women, the four daughters, they all made hijrah with him. They believed in him and followed him and made hijrah with him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he had one more son. His name was Ibrahim. And that was from Maryam al-Qibtiyah. Min sararihi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the names of the wives. Alhamdulillah. In hajaza sahrun sam'ahu. So this is one of the benefits that Shaykhuna Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, he would mention. And there are other instances like this, and this is from the way of the people of knowledge, that they will summarize sometimes the knowledge in this manner, and they will find ways to make it easy to memorize. And like this, I have learned from Sheikh Abdul Muhsin, alhamdulillah, and these names, حَجَجَ صَخْرٌ سَمْعَهُ. Likewise, whenever he speaks about Hajj, he would say the word ranhat. And this word ranhat, it means in Hajj, we took that when we studied the book of Hajj. Alhamdulillah, in Bulugh Maram, ranhat, rami, nahr, halq, tawaf, ranhat. This is the order of the Yom al-Nahr for al-Hujaj. Likewise, whenever we study in the affairs of the hereafter, we have another word, himps, حمص الحاء والميم والصاد الحاء والميم والصاد stands for the order of the events in on the day of judgment حاء الحوض ميم الميزان والصاد الصراط حوض حمص حاء ميم صاد الحوض والميزان والصراط نعم and we close with that والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم